was when I was in senior high school. At that time, we all of my classmates and I were studying hard for the entrance, for the college entrance examination. And but my mother sent me to English class to study the spoken English. That's the time when I first speaking English with native speakers. It was that time that I realized that I need to improve my spoken English if I want to improve my English, because the English I learned in senior high school is not useful. It's just for the exam. So that's why I think the most memorable English learning experience was that.
I see. Do you mind telling me about the difference between the English you learn from native speakers versus the English you mentioned in senior high school? Yeah, right.
Actually, I have to say that my senior high school English teacher doesn't have a standard accent. I mean, her accent is it's a little Chinglish, and she just talked Mandarin class. I mean, she used Mandarin to teach us English. She just taught us grammar and some black vocabulary. But when I you have to speak with native speakers, the foreign teacher, he can't speak Chinese, so I have to make him understand my expression and idea. So I think it's a big difference.
I see, but yeah, it's a little bit surprising to use Mandarin to teach English because I think it's not quite to the point, I mean, in my opinion, you know, so, but it's okay, let's move on to the next question. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Reading experience? Before I come to CUHK, I didn't read a lot of academic reading material because I didn't like. I just read some fiction and novels.
How about anything from here? It could be newspapers, magazines, Wikipedia.
Yeah, I remember I read some fashion magazines at that time, and I forgot the name. Oh yeah, I remember I read this novel, Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't really like the story. I don't like the story, so I didn't finish it. And I even tried to read Gone with the Wind, and you know it's a very, very long novel. I liked it, but I still didn't finish it. It was too long.
And I think it's all right that, you know, you're honest about the books you didn't finish, and because like reading is can be a really personal activity. So like, what kind of books would you prefer? Because you just mentioned long books you're likely to finish.
I prefer to read novels, but the novels too long for me to read. Referring to academic reading materials, it's boring. And maybe sleeping.